Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. It's a beautiful fall morning in the city of Chicago. I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt, and he will be back tomorrow to kick off your weekend. Hey, yesterday I was walking through the living room. I had the TV on WGN because I always do. And I thought, oh my gosh, there they are. This is a TV show that I'm going to be talking about today. I saw Tanya Francisco and Amy Rutledge on their new show, Daytime Chicago. And ladies, I got to tell you, I found out you both have a big love for Taco Bell pizza.
That's more Tanya than me, for sure. Very upset that the Mexican pizza is gone.
I saw you talking about that, and I love the show. Folks, it's called Daytime Chicago. It's at 10 o'clock every morning at WGN-TV. They moved Rachel Ray to the afternoon show. And it's so hyper-local, and it moves so quick. I just couldn't believe it. And Tanya, well, you know, you're talking about the Taco Bell pizza. I love that you had the tamale guy on. Tell everybody about the tamale guy and what's going on.
So good. So good. That's all I can say. So good. No, that's not all I can say. Of course not. So everybody knows Claudio Velez, because he was a fixture in Wicker Park for years with that red cooler going around giving tamales or selling tamales to everybody. He finally got his shot at opening his own restaurant. Everybody was so excited, and then he came down with COVID. Everybody rallied together to try to bring him some money to pay for his health, and the restaurant tried to endure but wasn't able to hang on, but they haven't given up. They are still making those tamales at Banger's and Division in Augusta. So they are back in business. They are still making those delicious tamales. And they've added a breakfast tamale, a dessert kind of tamale to it. And it is great. They are stronger than ever. And even better yet, Claudio is on the mend.
I was watching the show yesterday, and I was watching how quickly he could make a tamale. And I love the peppers and stuff he was putting in. So I immediately went to the website they talked about. I'm like, I need some of those. Those look absolutely delicious.
And they were so good.
I've seen both of you. I feel like you've been a part of WGN-TV for as long as I've been watching. I know that's not possible. But Amy, I was surprised because I just read this morning that when you left WGN-TV, you moved to Shanghai, China. Tell everybody about that. What did you do there?
Yeah, no, my husband and I got married back in 2010, and right after we got married, he got a great offer within his company to move to China to relocate for a new account. So we decided, you know, we didn't have kids at the time, and it was, if we were going to do it, that was the time to do it. So yeah, I left to go to Shanghai for 2 years, a really difficult move. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't the easiest culture to assimilate to. But so glad we did it. We learned so much, and then, you know, came back 2 years later and thankfully came back to WGN, and then started our family here in Chicago. So really good experience, albeit a difficult one for sure.
Okay, wait a second. I love that you're honoring your husband and your children, but did you not start the first and only English-speaking newscast, or were you not a part of that team in Shanghai, China?
Yeah, we were. So I was managing content editor for our staff that, you know, because English was their second language. So they had a couple of Western folks on staff to help with that. And we had a half hour noon newscast and a 9 p.m. newscast Monday through Friday, all in English. It was a very cool experience, but also like a little cringeworthy because, you know, it's run by the Chinese government. So it's not exactly what you call free press.
Right.
So I got edited on more than one occasion. And certainly interesting.
You came home to do what you love the most. I know that Tanya and Amy, you're both local. You both grew up in this area. By the way, it's Tanya Francisco and Amy Rutledge. They have a new show on WGN-TV called Daytime Chicago. And I watched yesterday for the first time, and I loved it. And Tanya, I read that, I know you've been with WGN a long time, but are you still the WGN weekend morning news anchor?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
I work 7 days a week. I like to think I'm a superwoman, but let's get real.
I was
seven days a week.
Mm-mm. I did not think that that was going to be possible. I'm like, all right, you need a new agent if that is happening.
Yeah, tell me about it. No, it's just now Monday through Friday, and it is so much fun. Amy and I are just here to try to give people a break. If you noticed, we didn't talk about any news when you watched yesterday. We just, you know, tried to look at the lighter side of life, the fun things, and have a little, you know, respite for the people who like to watch WGN 24/7, because we know we have those viewers out there. Between the morning news and the midday news, take a little break, have some coffee, have some wine, have whatever, your tea, and have a good time. And that's what we try to do. Just give you a way to lighten your day a little bit.
It's very cool. All right. I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. He will be back tomorrow on the phone with us this morning. Getting in a quick call before their show starts is Tanya Francisco and Amy Rutledge. They've got a new show called Daytime Chicago on WGN TV. It's at 10 o'clock every morning. And I would imagine there might be a few more advertisers available now that Windy City Live is closed up, right?
Ooh, no, you didn't go there, girl.
Oh, yes, I did.
Ooh,
I'm glad to have you both on the air. Now, yesterday when I was watching the show, and honestly, I wouldn't say this if I didn't mean it, I loved it because it moved fast, and it was just intriguing to me. I don't know if your target is a woman my age, but you hit everything for me. So tell me about the story that I had not heard anywhere else about Caesar. Is it Caesar Milan's pit bull killed Queen Latifah's dog?
Well, we have to be careful. It's part of a lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
So it has not been proven or disproven just yet. But yeah, in a lawsuit, a young lady who's a gymnast says that his pit bull had attacked her, mauled her, ruined her career, and he's done this before. And in one case, he supposedly, or allegedly is the correct word, attacked Queen Latifah's dog while he was supposed to be taking care of the dogs or training the dogs and killed it. And supposedly, according to this lawsuit, he tried to have his people cover it up, saying that the dog was hit by a dog, by a car. So we don't know what's going on. Queen Latifah hasn't addressed it yet, but, you know, it's out there.
Yeah. I love that you're both award-winning journalists because you make sure you cover your butt on that allegedly business.
Where I'm, you say things, yeah.
Where I'm just like, what? What happened? Okay, so Amy, do the two of you have the same agents, or how did you get put together for Daytime Chicago?
Well, you know what? Tanya and I have known each other for many, many years. We worked together at CLTV back in the early 2000s. She and I actually anchored election night together back in 2005. So we've kind of all been a team at WGN for so many years that they just tapped both of us to do it. So we are both very lucky in that respect.
But we're also friends, Amy, right?
Yes. Well, right. Yes, of course. But, you know, like as many people may not have seen us together in TV world, and now they're getting a chance to see us together. Our desks have always been right next to each other, this, you know, for the last, I don't know how many years. So we've always been, you know, catching up on things and chatting about our families and stuff like that. Tanya and I have very similar situations right now. We both have young kids. I have three boys. She's got two girls. So we're always sharing tips, at least.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. It's more me like, Amy, please help me. What am I going to do? Seriously, honestly, remember there was a time when I was having a mini meltdown at home, and I ended up texting Amy, like, how did you make it through? You know, she had young twins just before I had my first. And I thought, if Amy has twins and is doing this, how can I not keep it together with one little baby? And I texted her, and she was like, you got this, girl. I've had my meltdowns before, too. You just deal with it, and then you move on, and you keep going. So literally, because she gets there just a few months before I do, and actually a few years because Henry is 11 now, I go to her, and I say, okay, how did you handle this? What did you do for that? And we kind of help each other get through. Like she pointed out, she has boys, I have girls, so there's a little difference there. But
oh, there's
a
lot of difference between the boys and the girls,
yeah,
I'll tell you what. And I would take boys any day of the week.
Oh, you might be a boy girl. Mom.
I'm a boy mom.
I love being a boy mom. It's crazy, but it's fun, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's Tanya Francisco and Amy Rutledge. If you've ever watched WGN, you know both of them. They're both award-winning journalists, and the name of their show, which has replaced Rachel Ray, because Rachel Ray is now on the afternoon programming schedule at WGN, but the name of the show is Daytime Chicago, and I watched it yesterday, but when did you guys debut?
Monday. We are only on day four today.
Oh, yes. Well, so you must have had practice runs because it went pretty smooth yesterday.
we did do a solid week of real rehearsals and then in and out rehearsals even the week before that. So this team, which is a great team, we all get along really well. We've been together about a month, really. So we've been working really hard to get this the show on the road, as they say.
And so, honestly, I wonder, do you text each other because you don't want to both show up in a red dress? Do you say, hey, I'm wearing this, don't wear that? Or you just trust that your style is going to be different?
Well, we actually need to start doing that because on Tuesday we clashed a lot.
we're contemplating bringing in all our outfits for the week and then trying to figure out, okay, we'll wear this day, we'll wear this that day. But, you know, hey, isn't that part of the fun?
Yes.
Isn't that part of the fun if we both show up in the same outfit and
I want that.
Awesome. About it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome? Yeah.
So it's Daytime Chicago, and what is the biggest challenge that you face in getting this show on the air every day?
It's almost like there's not enough time in the show. We have so many great guests coming on that we are having to like find time to get other things we want in there, because like even today we've got Barry Butler, who many people are familiar with his work, if not by his name, you know, the Chicago photographer who posts these gorgeous pictures of Chicago all over social media. He has a book, he does puzzles. We're going to talk more about him today. We've got Mama Cuisine coming on today, because I don't know about you, but my oldest especially is already sick of sandwiches. We're only in like week three of school.
Yeah.
So she's going to give us some other like school lunch ideas. We're going to be talking about some anxiety around kids and them going back to school and everything that's going on. So we have so many great guests. It's hard to get all the things we want into one show.
I love that we have two brilliant women doing local programming that is really interesting to other women. I applaud you and I wish you nothing but success. It's Tanya Francisco and Amy Rutledge. It's Daytime Chicago, and it's on this morning at 10 a.m. on WGN. It's really my pleasure to meet both of you. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. I don't know if you remember, we participated in a celebrity cook-off years ago.
And wasn't there a big alligator there?
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, but it was, I think it was, what was it, the Japanese?
Like a steakhouse.
Yeah. Something like that. It was so fun. And I thought, oh my God, this lady is so cool. And you're still killing it, girl.
Thank you. It was an
honor to talk to you again. Thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it so much.